Well, good morning. Thank you each one for coming out today, and especially the visitors, thank you for coming. Let's start with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come worship you this morning, and thank you that you are here to hear us, and I pray that what I have to speak this morning would be a blessing to those here, and help me to bring it in a way that is easy to understand. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so this morning I would like to talk a little bit about service. I'd like to start with Galatians 5. We could all turn there. So, in the beginning of the chapter, he's talking about the law and how that all works. And then going down to verse 13, it says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." So that's a verse that I have been encouraged with. Now I'd like to think a little bit about that. So Paul is explaining that now that we are free from the law, we are not called just to, fulfill the flesh, but we are called to serve and be a blessing to others. So I'd like to look a little bit about Jesus and how he served. So Jesus was sent from God to serve the world. John 4:34 says, this is Jesus speaking, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." And John 7:29, "But I know him, for I am from him and he has sent me." So Jesus was sent into the world to serve us, and he was sent from God. So God was the sender. And then in John 20:21, we could turn there. It says, "Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." So now that Jesus has given us the example of service, now he has sent us, and we're the ones that are called to serve now. So for myself and for young people like me, it feels like there's maybe not big ways we can serve, but there's lots of small ways, and there's many opportunities we can serve in our home, and that's often seems kind of insignificant, but we can serve in the church and in our community, and we have a great opportunity to serve at work. If we have a boss, we can serve him and submit to that. I thought of David. I think he's an example when he served his father and took care of sheep. And he later God called him to do greater things and be king of Israel. And also Joseph served Potiphar in Egypt before he was called by Pharaoh, and he also served in prison. So he served where it wasn't significant, and then later he had a greater role to play. So that was kind of an encouragement for me. I have a little bit I'd like to read from a book we went through in discipleship groups. I thought it was a good book and well written. It's called Imparting. So a little bit here. When God made mankind, he did not make them as robots, but rather as free operating agents. In a sense, we could say that God took a risk when he created mankind. The risk involved, would mankind, with the given ability of choice, choose to surrender in obedience to the Creator or turn against him? We do not need to read far in the Bible to find that Genesis 3 provides us with that answer. Not only did Adam reject God's will, but also has all mankind ever since the creation. Man has sinned and chosen his own way. Choosing to follow Christ is not just for the benefit of salvation, to save us from hell, but also to follow his lordship, to save us from sin. So Jesus said, "Whosoever of you forsakes not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple." So forsaking all requires us to join our Savior in the garden and say, "Not my will, but thine be done." Discipleship to Jesus has no loopholes for the allowance of our own agenda. It does not have an exception plan for getting around those things I do not like or that might cost me. To be a follower of Jesus will require me to take my personal will and align it with the will of Jesus. The most rewarding prayer that we can ever pray is a prayer of complete surrender. So that was a blessing to me. I hope that could also be a blessing to you. God bless each one of you.